They'll run the light for you and help you.
Amen. Amen. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I tell you, I enjoyed this meeting, and I imagine that I have learned more about worship. And certainly I do not know a lot, but I have truly learned something about worship coming to this meeting. I'm grateful. Good memories. I remember when my kids were smaller, we brought them here and let them wallow around in those shavings. And I'm grateful for that. Thank God for good memories. Appreciate all that's been said already after what was preached last night. Trying to preach this morning. It's kind of like having a business meeting after the rapture. Somehow or another, I pray to God to help us. I want you to open your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 33. One fella got ready to preach. He said, if I had my pocket knife, he said, I'd have cut that lion's tail off. The fella said, how come you won't cut his head off? He said, they already done that. That was done last night. Amen. And Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 24. And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Father, help us now for a few minutes. Lord, I don't know, Lord, if this is a camp meeting message or what, but God, I feel like this is what you have put in my heart for this morning, and I pray, God, that you'd help us, give us good liberty. May our Savior be honored and magnified, Lord, this morning. We thank you. We praise you, God, today for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to say something this morning out of those two verses. If the Lord will help us, I'd like to say something about uncomfortable shoes. Now, Deuteronomy 33, we find Moses blessing the 12 tribes of Israel just prior to his death. Each tribe is named, and each tribe is ascribed certain blessings. Now, our text describes Moses blessing the tribe of Asher. The word Asher, it means prosperous. And his blessings in reality as an exposition of his name here. Now, Moses tells the tribe of Asher that he's going to bless them with children. And they would be acceptable to his brethren. Now, it's the rest of that blessing that has brought interest to my soul. I have a book by Roy Angel on shoes of iron and brass. I did not get the outline from him, but I did get some information from that precious book. But here is the rest of that blessing. And the Lord Moses told those of Asher, he said, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. Now, he didn't offer them, my friend, comfortable slippers, but he gave them shoes of iron and shoes of brass. I was thinking as I was preparing this message some time ago, have you ever gotten a present that you really didn't want? Have you ever been sitting around at Christmas time and as a little kid and they give out the presents and you open your present up and you're wanting a car or a little airplane or a gun and they really give you a pair of socks. You ever been there? And you try to act nice about it. You say, boy, that's really what I wanted. But down inside, you really, really did not want that. Have you ever got opened a present and you got a sweater? It looked like the lining of those old suitcases that we used to have. And you'd get so surprised over that. You'd be amazed. And you'd try to put on the front and say, boy, this is exactly what I wanted. I've got a feeling here in our text, if we really would investigate the heart and mind of these, certainly they would not, my friend, be too excited about a pair of shoes that's made of iron and brass. Now, there are two or three things this morning that I think is important concerning this text. First of all, I'd like to say something about the designer shoes given to Asher. Now, these shoes were not designed by Johnson Murphy. And they were not designed, my friend, by Allen Edmonds. And they were not designed by some man or some corporation. These shoes that were given to Asher, my friend, they were designed and given to him by Almighty God. I'm glad, my friend, there are some times that we are allowed to have things and we go through heartaches and trials and we wonder what in the world's God trying to do. Here the Bible says that I'm giving you some shoes, brass and iron. Asher is to wear a most strange pair of shoes and he wasn't given Nikes and he wasn't given velvet slippers. He was to wear those hard and heavy shoes made out of iron and brass. Now, I know some have a different interpretation to this. I'm not going to deal with all of that. But I want to approach this thought about these shoes in a literal way this morning. Those designer shoes that was given to Asher. As we look at those shoes this morning, no doubt we are reminded of the hardness of life. Iron and brass, shoes are hard shoes. And there's no doubt one of the reasons why that they was given these shoes is because that part of the territory, my friend, by Asher, was the rocky northern coast. And quite often, my friend, life's past takes us over that rocky, that troubled terrain. Life, it's not always a bed of roses. Life, it's not always easy. There's often times in life that we have to walk around with those shoes of iron and those shoes of brass. I want to tell you, we're reminded, my friend, of the hardness of life. Billy Bray said, I've had my trials and my troubles. The Lord has given me both vinegar and honey. But he has given me the vinegar with a teaspoon and the honey with a ladle. I'm glad in life there are times that we have to have vinegar. But I say, bless his name. I look back at my life. I've had to taste a little vinegar. But I'm glad along the way, God and his good grace, my friend, has given me honey in a ladle. I say, hallelujah to day. We're reminded this morning about, my friend, the heaviness of life, my friend. Heard an old preacher one time, he preached on those willow trees and those palm trees. And he talked about trials of life. And at the very last of his message, he said, I'd like to report this morning that I have had more palm palm trees than I have willow trees. I think palm trees is mentioned maybe five times more in the Bible, my friend, than willow trees. But may I say that God may give us honey with a ladle and vinegar with a teaspoon, but nonetheless, there are those teaspoons of vinegar that we have to take in life. We don't like those hard shoes. We don't like those shoes of brass and those shoes of iron. But I'll tell you, my friend, those shoes of brass and those shoes of iron, they remind us of the hardness of life. And not only they remind us of the hardness of life, but these designer shoes, they remind us of the heaviness of life. Iron and brass shoes are not only hard, but they're heavy. To me, it would be kind of like walking around with concrete blocks on your feet. I think about the heaviness that hard times bring. There are certain things in life, my friend, that crush our hearts. And there are certain burdens that certainly are heavy to bear. David said, "My soul melted for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word." That word soul melted is a picture of a candle that's burning. And the wax is running down each side of that candle. David said, "My tears are running down my face. My soul is melted with heaviness." Can I say to you this morning, you're going to go through some hard times in life. You're going to have some heavy times in life. And sometimes it's the hard times that gives us, my friend, the heavy times. I think about Moses. There was a time when he was physically and mentally and emotionally exhausted by the burden that he carried. Moses said in Numbers, "I am not able to bear all this people alone because it is too heavy for me." Tell you, the hardness of life is not without its heaviness. The problems of life are not without its pressures. The trials of life are not without its troubles. Jesus has a New Testament verse for us where Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, heavy laden. I found out in studying some time ago that on these large boats that they were used to ship things across the ocean, there was what they call a laden line on that ship. What it was a line on the outside of that ship. And they would load that ship. And they would load it to the capacity. They would load it to that laden line. And they knew then that that's all that ship, my friend, would hold. But have you ever felt like, my friend, even though every boat has a weight capacity, has it ever seemed like, my friend, that your laden is a heavy laden? It's beyond that laden line. It's more than you feel like that you can carry today. I'm glad, my friend, he said, "Cast our cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you." I'm glad, my friend, there's a way that we can get it off for us and get it on him today. I tell you, these shoes of iron, these shoes of brass, they're hard shoes. They're hard shoes. They're heavy shoes this morning. May I move on to say that not only there is the designer shoe, oh, I tell you, I've had a few of them myself, haven't you? Designed just for me, given to me by our Lord. Had to walk in them. The designer shoes given to Asher. But notice number two this morning. Notice the daily strength given to Asher. Verse 25 tells us, now Asher may have had to wear those hard and heavy shoes, those shoes made of brass and iron, but he was given a promise that God would give him exactly what he needed for that situation. He says, thy shoes shall be iron and brass as thy days, so shall thy strength be. You and I probably know what it is to face the hard times of life. Most of us may know what it is to have those heavy times of life. But I want to tell you, my friend, that we have a God that can take over and give us exactly what we need. Have you ever seen anybody that seemed like this waiting through trouble? You ever seen anybody, my friend, that's weighted down with trials and you wonder how in the world they're going to make it? How can they keep the chin up? How can they just keep on going for the glory of God? I'll tell you why. Because there's a God that can give us the strength that we need for every trial and for every heartache. He said, as thy days, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. We see a strength provided for our days. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Asher's portion involved a rocky terrain, but God would give him strength. I do not know what path you're on today. I do not know what journey that you're headed down this morning. But I want to tell you, even though that journey may seem heavy, and you may feel like that you're all alone, and you wonder how in the world are you going to make it, I want to tell you, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. The psalmist said, be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Can I say, when our days are hard and heavy, Nehemiah said, oh God, strengthen my hands. In the day of disappointment, there be enough strength to get beyond it. In the day of failure, there be enough strength to keep on trying it. In the day of temptation, there be enough strength to resist it. In the day of suffering, there be enough strength to bear it. And the day of bereavement, there will be enough strength, my friend, to handle it. I'm glad, my friend, day by day, by day, by day, as thy day, so shall thy strength be. Mr. Spurgeon said, the sky looks to the little birds and says, my space is sufficient for thee. The sea looks to the little fish and says, my waters are sufficient for thee. The land looks to the grazing cattle and said, my pastures are sufficient for thee. Spurgeon later on pondered those things in his mind. And Spurgeon said, God, if the sky is sufficient for the birds, and the sea is sufficient for the fish, and the land is sufficient for the cattle, then certainly your grace is sufficient for me. I'd like to say, bless his name. I'm glad as thy days, so shall thy strength blessed me. I say, bless His name today. I'm grateful, my friend, that God gives us strength day by day to walk those heavy, those hard shoes. I'm glad that God is our designer today. I say, bless His name this morning. Oh, my. We see a strength provided for our day. And then we see a strength proportionate to our days. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. It is a strength that is given in proportion to what kind of day we're having. He'll give you strength for the longest day, and the shortest day, and the darkest day, and the brightest day, and the merriest day, and the saddest day, and the wedding day, and the funeral day. I say, the greater the trial, the greater the strength. The heavier the load, the more, my friend, strength. The harder the way, the greater the strength. I'm telling you, God, strength is given in proportion to our days, even our hours. As our days are, so shall our strength be this morning. Let me say, finally, and say something about the divine spirit given to Asher. Moses tells Asher that he's going to wear some shoes of brass and iron. And he said, God is going to give you strength for your days. But even preceding that, Moses said, let him dip his foot in the oil. Of course, we know oil is a type of the Holy Ghost, and oftentimes in the Bible, people were anointed with oil. That oil was a symbol of being anointed by the Spirit of God, and we find ourselves, I'm about done, having to wear those hard and heavy shoes of iron and brass. I'll tell you, the only way that we're going to make it, folks, we've got to experience His presence. We've got to experience, my friend, His power, the provision of the Holy Ghost in our life. I'm telling you, not only when we're having those shoes of brass and iron on, do we need strength that day, but I want to tell you, we need strength every day. Listen, the Holy Spirit protects us in our difficult days. If you don't like blisters, I recommend you dip your foot in oil. Because, see, while we're going through difficult days, if one's not careful, he'll be blistered by those experiences, those times of hardness and those times of heaviness. If we're not careful, we'll leave us bitter and they'll leave us resentful. But if each day we begin by dipping our foot in that oil, it'll keep us from being blistered by the experiences of life. The Holy Spirit protects us in our difficult days. The Holy Spirit prepares us for our difficult days. The purpose of dipping the foot in oil was to prepare them for the days ahead. God said He'd give us strength for our days. The Holy Spirit is God's channel for bringing that strength in our life. So how in the world can you make it? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because of inner souls. Inner souls. Yeah. I want to tell you, I'm done. Listen, He'll give you what you need for for what you're going through. Uncomfortable shoes.
Thank you.